All right. She's not in our New York studios up in Harlem this morning. She's in Atlanta. She had a class reunion this weekend.
Yes. This Saturday we had an all-class picnic, so it was a lot of years there.
All right, Jackie.
Yeah, what school?
Southwest Cab.
Yeah?
So were there, like, walkers? Is that kind of all class, or?
Oh, God, no. No.
Okay.
It started as the class of 1982 and went all the way to the class of 2005, and every class in between had a tent.
Oh,
and we
nice.
Cooked out and partied and wobbled.
Oh, Jackie, that's great.
Were you the most popular?
I'm not the most popular person from high school.
You were not the most popular?
No, of course not.
You were the cutest, right?
Definitely.
Most likely to succeed.
As seen as superlatives go, that was what I won. Myself and Eric Dunlap. Shout out to Eric Dunlap.
How's Eric Dunlap held up?
He holding up?
Oh, he looks amazing. He's actually been a guest on our show over the years. I had him on because he's a breast cancer survivor.
Oh,
remember this time I had a man on?
Yeah. I didn't know that was your classmate. All right, it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Tom, Sybil, and Jay, everybody. Hey, listen, most black women, Sybil, I know you did too, around the nation cringed unison as we watched one of our own having her hair done by someone who seemed to have no idea what she was doing. It happened on the Today Show, Tom, last week, and video of that moment has gone viral. And it has some calling on the Today Show for an apology. Well, Tom, I'm going inside her story with the model in the chair in that moment, Malia McNaughton. Good morning, Malia. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you guys doing?
Really well. So listen, for those who haven't seen the video, Tom, it is posted on blackamericaweb.com. So go and take a look. It really is hard to watch. Emily, I have to ask you, because you're such a great sport about this, was there any moment where she was hurting you? Because it looked like you have natural hair. It looked painful when she put your hair in what looked like a rubber band and then started to just pull it apart to make the rubber band tighter.
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking me that, if I had to take a Tylenol after.
Yeah.
Did I lose any coils? Did I lose any strands? And in the moment, I don't know if it was adrenaline or, you know, just looking, you know, at the whole being on live TV, but I didn't feel anything. And even after, I didn't feel anything. So, no, it wasn't painful.
So no alcohol was involved in this, was
no,
it?
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
Not even after. When did you realize, because for those of us who were watching, we were like, oh, my God, that hair, oh, wow, this is pretty bad. And hairstyles go. At what point did you know? Because in television studios, a lot of times they have monitors set up so you can see what's going on live on air. When did you know you had a bad hairstyle?
Correct. Well, on the set that I was on, I didn't have a monitor to look at. It was pretty much three cameras pointed in my face, and I didn't know that, you know, anything went. I felt that it went left. Let's say that, but I didn't know that it looked as bad as it felt until after the segment was over, and I had a chance to take a picture on set, and I was like, whoa. So I did some adjustments before taking the picture that's now on my social media that people are kind of commenting under. But I did feel that it did not look how it was intended to.
You are such a good sport. Oh, my
God.
What would you have done, Sam?
I would have cried. I might have cried.
Yeah, there would have been
tears. It was that bad, huh?
It was that bad, as far as what we saw.
Because your hair was so cute to begin
with. It was
just so cute. It was like, how do you mess with perfection like that? And then for this, and she didn't. Oh.
And Malia, the goal, you know, and we do have to say, because a lot of sisters are upset about this, but we have to appreciate the effort to be inclusive in the first place.
Absolutely.
You know, because mainstream is still really, you know, they're really new to natural hair and black hair in general. And I do this kind of stuff on a regular basis on the show that I do. Well, we have experts come on, and I had to say to my producers, you know, you should include some black people in these hair segments. You know, so we give her that. But Malia, like, what was the goal? I'm trying to figure out, like, was there a black person involved?
Absolutely. And that's the thing that I think why I was so anxious to tell my story is because the producer of the segment is a black woman. And so she wanted the segment to be inclusive And so did Deepika as well, the stylist. And so that's why I was so excited when I got the call, because you don't typically see a woman of color, especially a natural woman, on a hair segment, period, on national you know, TV. So the goal was essentially to be inclusive, include, you know, women of color. The natural hair movement is a really big thing right now. I'm a part of it. I went natural 4 years ago. And so I feel like, you know, I felt excited that they wanted to include someone that looked like me. And so the goal was for the hairstyle, essentially, to be like a high ponytail.
That was supposed to be a high ponytail?
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to. It definitely was not supposed to be a side ponytail. I think nerves took over and she was just winging it at that point. But it was supposed to be a high ponytail that went into the bang, kind of like the curls combining with the front of my head. So then, you know, it creates this piled up ponytail with like curls in the front. And I didn't have a monitor to look at, but I definitely knew that, you know, the side ponytail was not a part of what we talked about.
You know what that reminded me of? It reminded me of every dad doing their daughter's hair at one point or another in their lives.
Yes.
Hey, 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 hey.
Well, Malin, you mentioned the stylist, Deepika, who did your hair that day on the Today Show. She's a woman of color.
Correct.
She's not black.
Correct.
But, She posted this on Twitter. Let me say this, because as you might imagine, Tom, this, you know, people have gone after this woman in a really nasty way. Excuse me. Sybil, can you take over for a second?
Sure. So the woman, have you heard from the stylist there?
And absolutely. We actually met up yesterday, and, you know, we had some champagne, and we just talked, because she is a woman of color, and to even for her to be on a national platform like that to represent, you know, her the women that, you know, watch her YouTube is important as well. So we definitely talked about that and how, you know, it is about education, and it is about having women that, you know, come from different backgrounds, come together and understand the natural hair community.
And what did the segment producer say to you?
They loved having me on the show. We even talked about potentially having me back.
They should.
And they apologized, right?
Absolutely. And maybe not for hair. We won't. maybe not for hair, but we definitely talked about having me back.
Let me read this really quickly, Tom. What Deepika said on Twitter was she can't even begin to describe how sad she's been over the past 48 hours since it happened. And she said she promised to learn from the experience and do better. So, y'all, back off. Girl,
a texter just texted at 646464 and says, her hair looks like when a white family adopts a black kid and doesn't know how to do their hair.
Yeah. Well, you're a really good sport, and
they messed you up, girl.
And you
I've
deserve,
had better hair days.
Okay.
Oh, my God. They messed this sister up.
But none quite so public.
Right.
All right, Jackie.